Insurance. Up next, our news update at 9, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction continues coming in to the death of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
Russia has serious questions to answer. That's the view of NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Munich. Here in London, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak reacting, calling it terrible news. He adds, as the fiercest advocate for Russian democracy, Navalny demonstrated incredible courage throughout his life. Sunak says his thoughts are with his wife and the people of Russia. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
In Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fani Willis will not take the stand again today, as expected. The state says they have no further questions about Willis's relationship with a prosecutor that she hired to help investigate the election interference case against Donald Trump and several co-defendants. President Biden will travel to East Palestine, Ohio today to see progress from the cleanup a year after a Norfolk Southern train derailed, releasing toxins into the air. This is ABC News. Police mistook a Texas mother for an intruder inside her own home earlier this month. Ebony Pouncey is now speaking exclusively to ABC News.
Body camera video shows two responding deputies finding a broken window and screen removed. Then they see a woman inside heading to the door with a gun. Within seconds, the deputies open fire. At least one reloads and keeps firing. Pouncey was shot 5 times in the torso and leg.
I'm heartbroken. I feel stripped of my identity.
She says her wounds have left her unable to care for her daughter.
I'm not able to be as attentive with my baby.
Pouncey says she was armed when she approached the door. She says she grabbed her legally owned gun for protection.
I was just trying to do the right thing.
That was ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Beach Boys star Brian Wilson back under a conservatorship. Relatives posting on Instagram there will be no extreme changes to the household, the move coming after the death of Wilson's wife in January. Several reports say Brian Wilson also suffers from a neurocognitive disorder. His first conservatorship followed another experience. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 28 degrees, maybe some sunshine later today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cold, a low of 10. Saturday, partly cloudy and rather breezy, a high of 30. 22 Saturday night, a few clouds and breezy conditions. Sunday, 37, partly cloudy, breezy, and a touch warmer. Right now, winds around 3. It's 24 degrees on the Wirtz Floor & Home temperature gauge today.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. You know we have records now, and that's Mastodon Records, Greg Woodhouse, Old Cooch Books and Libations. Always something new here, and of course, books are always really good here. 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority.
Now is the time to visit the Shoebox with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
On our morning show from WRCO, we're talking about some great things happening in the Richland School District today. Steve Board was here yesterday, kind of setting the stage for all the things going on here now that we're into the second semester. And we're here to talk about a few of the common things that come up, including screening for the young members of the district. And also, first of all, we're going to talk about a special event that is going to be going on soon. We're joined by Michelle Lewis, title reading at Richland Center Intermediate School, and Kathy Maloney, title math at Richland Center Intermediate School. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here today. Michelle, it was a year ago already when you were here talking about a special event, and you're back to talk about that a little bit.
Yes, so we're having our second annual RCIS St. Patrick's Day 5K. It's a run walk. A lot of people get nervous about it because they don't participate in these events, but you can run it, you can walk it. There's even a good turnaround point if you don't want to do the whole 5K because it's 3.1 miles. So, yeah, we're excited to do it again.
Tell me about last year's. Was it a success?
Yes. Last year, the weather was awful, but we had about 65 people sign up. Some people didn't end up showing up because it was like 20 degrees and very windy. But this year, I am confident that the weather will be better, and we're just excited to do it again.
Yeah, I remember last year thinking that, oh, maybe they'll cancel, and you didn't. People still
showed
up. No
canceling.
So this is awesome. Now, was this the second annual?
Second, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And tell us about the course.
So it's going to be a little bit different this year. Last year, we crossed at the stoplights, and the police department wasn't extremely excited about that. So this year, it's going to be on the bike trail, and then we're going to turn right and keep going up and then go kind of around like the Ramada area. So you stay on the sidewalk. It'll be super safe.
Okay. Yeah, it will be. And well done. By that time, and what time of day is it again?
The event, so registration starts at 4:30, and then walkers will start at 5, and the runners will start at 5:20.
So it'll be daylight still
yes.
at that time.
Yes, it will be.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome, and hopefully some great weather this year. It's a special one this year, isn't it?
It is.
Did you dedicate last year's to a certain cause or individual?
No, last year the money just went to the PATT, the Parents and Teachers Together organization. But I'll let Kathy talk about this year's event.
Kathy.
This year's event goes towards, it's a split between the Lance Maloney Memorial Scholarship and Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin.
Okay.
So we are doing a split between the two. As many know, my son Lance died on April 6th of last year due to aortic dissection. So he had a hole in his heart, and so we lost him very tragically and suddenly, and so this year Michelle came up with this fabulous idea of doing this, and so we're excited to do this.
And Lance participated last year.
He did yeah.
the 5K.
He and I did it.
Bundled up and everything.
My goal was not to be first across the finish line, but I certainly didn't want to be last across the finish line. And we finished. He timed me, and I said I wanted to be done within an hour, and he timed me at 58 minutes.
All right.
So I made it.
So a couple of things that were near and dear to him, especially you talk about acting and being on the stage and everything. So some of the money will go in that direction, Kathy.
Yep. And yes, Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin became part of our family because of the support from them. And so we want part of the money to go to them for their programming. I know that the shows the coming this summer and this fall have been, as far as in Community Players, we know what they are, and we're excited for those. And I'm excited that we can help with that and help bring that to fruition, because Lance loved the theater. He adored it, and that was one of his pastimes. And so we also want to do that.
So. Yeah, he was so good at it, that's for sure. Never saw that guy with a frown on his face, you know?
Never. He held a lot of things, and we very rarely, as mom, dad, and his sister, didn't see that often either. He and his friends, that was one of his biggest legacies that he left behind, is that people said that they never had a crossword, that they didn't think that he ever had a negative thought towards anyone, and that now I know different, but as his mom, but you know, Lance is just we miss him immensely, and I know many people in the community and in our family do, but he left quite the legacy, so we want to continue that legacy with that, with the scholarship as well. So
tell me about the scholarship and who would possibly apply for the scholarship.
Well, the scholarship will be two $500 scholarships this year. It will be the application is going out this week. And it is my hope that those that have those high school students that are graduating that have been involved in band, choir, and theater are going to be the recipients of those. Lance's priority in school wasn't always his grades, and so while GPA will be considered, that isn't my priority. But his priority was that he loved choir with Miss Kintz. He loved band with Mr. Jeff Behrens, and he loved theater. And he was under the direction of Michelle Goebel many times, and he loved his theater, and both community and locally and in high school. And so that's just something where we're going with that.
Oh, that's awesome. So participation would be the key for somebody applying for it then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I understand, Michelle, that this is it's not a set cost to be involved in the race. Is that correct?
No. So last year we had a registration fee. This year it is free to sign up. And then people can donate either ahead of time by writing a check to RCISPATT, or they can just show up with cash, or they don't have to donate, but we just thought doing it for free this year more as like a family fun event and a community event would be a good idea.
Pre-registration, or can they do it the night of the event?
We would prefer pre-registration, because we do want to have goodie bags for each participant. But if you show up and you're not pre-registered, we will definitely welcome you.
That's awesome. As long as we have you here, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about what you do, you know, during, you know, you don't always organize walk runs, you know. So you are the title math teacher, Kathy, and that probably has to really make you hone your skills, because you're teaching all different levels during the day, aren't you?
I do. I teach third, fourth, fifth, sixth graders all about in reinforcing their math skills. It is typically for those kiddos that are struggling. And so I do some intensive work with for a 30-minute gap a day, and I get to help them. And a lot of times it isn't just their abilities, it's their confidence. And so building confidence and math. Math has a stigma that it can be a negative thing, ironically. And so getting past that, even in that math isn't as horrible as what we think it is sometimes. And so it's getting past that and helping my kiddos to just feel good about their abilities.
Do you have any young Phil knees that say, why do we need to study math?
I do, Phil. And and then I tell them that, and I show them a life skill of why we need to do this. And I just did this with fractions the other day with some of my fifth and sixth graders. So, yes. And so we were working with that and talking about why it's important.
What grades do you have then, Kathy?
I teach third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
Okay. And that is a wide range. You know, that was about the time when my kids passed me with math skills, you know? Most parents probably get passed about that age, don't they?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, some of my fifth and sixth graders, I have a couple that say, you need to help me. My mom says you're much smarter at math than I am. And so I have a couple that do that, and I'm happy to help them. So it's great.
Michelle, tell me about title reading and what you do.
So I also work with third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and I focus mostly on phonics skills just because a lot of students have big gaps in their phonics skills. Up in fifth and sixth grade, we do some vocabulary and comprehension, but I have mostly third and fourth graders working on a lot of phonics skills. I, you know, have had students who come into me and they don't know all their letters and sounds as third graders. And so when they're in their classroom, they cannot keep up with that schoolwork. And it's amazing sometimes, like mid-year, just to see the growth. You know, I have a student who came in, the student didn't know even how to recognize her name on a name tag. And now she's working on, you know, vowel teams and what we call sneaky E and just a lot of skills that it's so cool to see when they get that one-on-one or, you know, a small group instruction, what that can do for them.
And reading is, that goes along with all the other subjects, doesn't it?
Yes, it's very important. So when they are missing some of those skills, it's just really important that we get them the instruction that they need. And a lot of them, we see the growth. The hard part is when we aren't seeing the growth, and then we have to, you know, talk and communicate, okay, what do we need to do next? And we have all these different tiers, and there's a lot of different rules about intervention, but it's, I love it.
And I'm guessing, too, that when the light bulb goes on for a student, that's when your job is the most rewarding, isn't it?
It is. It is the most rewarding. And we do a lot of assessing. So on Fridays, a lot of assessment work on what we've done for the week. And a lot of times I'm running over to the other title reading teacher, Ms. Clements. I'm like, look what this student did. And it's really cool to see the growth when it happens.
Home run. Yeah, I understand the three of you with Ms. Clements, you have like, you sing sometimes. You're not going to this morning.
Kathy?
Right?
No. Definitely not.
Not this morning. We'll get her back sometime and you guys can.
It's mostly Kathy. She does the singing.
I can't imagine. So the school year is going by pretty quickly, isn't it, Michelle?
It is. Yeah. I feel like it's going to be spring break before we know it.
Mm-hmm. Second semester is
it goes
underway.
Fast.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other special things you'd like to talk about in your department? Anything coming up this spring or any other things other than your run walk?
We have a title event coming up.
March 6th on Wednesday night, we have a title event that we're going to be doing and talking more about, hopefully. But it is going to be we're going to be doing during the day, they'll be at each school, be it Richland Center Primary School, and we'll be at Richland Center Intermediate School having a presenter. And so then he will be also doing a presentation that evening as well.
Okay. So that's coming up down the road. March isn't too far away,
no,
is it?
No, it is not.
So again, we just want to get the word out about the PATT St. Patrick's 5K Run Walk held in memory of Lance Maloney this year. And I think it's going to be a good event. I could see Lance laughing about this one, too. You know, maybe saying, Lance, you're going to run this one or something. Maybe.
Well, And one of the things is Laura laughs as his best friend and sister. She was getting messages last year because she could not walk it. She had an injury, and so she couldn't walk it with us. And so she was at a station that Michelle had her at and was getting messages from her brother. As he's walking and pushing me along, she was getting messages. Boy, I could walk a lot faster if I wasn't pushing Mom along to keep her going. But yeah, we just miss him so much.
Yeah, I know. In terms of the walk race, so it's a good thing, Michelle, that she points it out. I mean, you don't have to be like this fully trained walker runner. I mean, it's for all ages, all abilities, isn't
yep.
it?
Yep, and it's for the community. You don't have to be involved, have a child in the school. You can be anyone in the community that wants to sign up and join us.
Great.
Well, even Mrs. Amy Hardy from primary as principal did it with her pups last year. So yes, she was part of it with us. So,
and they didn't complain too much then, the pups?
No.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in, ladies. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Keep us updated on your event. So Michelle Lewis and Kathy Maloney joining us here on this portion of the morning show. We're going to talk about screening now as we switch gears on our morning show from WRCO. That's next.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Indulge your taste buds at the Richland Locker. This week's specials include a treat from meat lovers. Savor the tenderness of boneless country ribs at just $2.98 per pound. Craving a burst of flavor? Try the mesquite barbecue country ribs, only $3.98 per pound. Quality meats, unbeatable prices. Visit them at downtown Richland Center and elevate your dining experience. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
We just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Thanks to our first part guests, Michelle Lewis and Kathy Maloney, for being on the radio with us. And we are really blessed to have a whole staff, a whole team here from the Richland District, including Principal Amy Hardy, 4K teacher Lisa Stafford, early childhood teacher Dawn Morris, and speech language pathologist Sarah Nelson joining us. I believe as principal, that means that Amy has to go first here today.
Good morning.
It was a year ago when you were here talking about this very topic. Have things changed much since last year in terms of things that you're looking at or anything like that for screening?
We have had a few changes, but overall it will continue to roll in the same capacity it did last year. We have our screening taking place for the district March 18th through the 21st, so that Monday through Friday. We do want to remind our families that we have already enrolled with us and that are coming to school throughout the week now, that during that week, because of screening, there will be no early childhood or 4K classes. So our current students do not attend during that screening week because those classrooms are used for screening, as well as all the staff will team together to welcome our new visitors coming in for screening and their families.
Will the students be sad that they don't have class?
Well, of course. They'll be sad they aren't seeing their teachers and the staff and their friends.
I'm sure at that age they probably really are.
Yes, truly. They will probably be wanting to come to school. Yes.
How long does each screening session take place, Amy?
Each screening session lasts an hour and a half. And the whole idea of this day is to have a special experience for the child, you know, with the focus on them. Each child is important, and we really want them to feel special this day. So a parent or parents are able to join for the entire time. There is paperwork that we'll have the parents work on while the students are doing the screening. But each of the time slot is an hour and a half, so we do have four sessions that families can sign up for.
Okay. And those times, what times?
8 to 9:30, then 9:30 to 11, then 12 to 1:30, and 1:30 to 3.
What can parents do in advance? Are there some things they need to do beforehand?
Yes, they can go ahead. Our district has implemented an online process for registration. So parents can go to the school website or to our district Facebook page and register right there. If for some reason they're having any problems or experiencing any challenges with the registration or have questions in general, they are welcome to call the primary school at the 608-649-HIVE. Which is really 4483.
If someone misses it, somebody comes in down the line, do you do a private screening then a little bit later on?
We can, and that's really individually based and looking at schedules, because other than this week, these same staff are teaching. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of looking at schedules to coordinate that. But yes, so we really encourage everyone that this is the week for that screening, because this is when the time is devoted. But by all means, you miss it, your family is not able to be in town during that week, or work schedules just do not make it possible. And that's why we reach out and we're having this conversation and trying to share with the community a few weeks out so people can alter their work schedules or make plans to have this happen for their little one.
We move to Lisa Stafford, who is a part of the screening. You've done a few of these over the years, Lisa.
I have done a few, yeah. It's always a super exciting time. I always feel tremendously blessed that I get to do what I love every single day, and to welcome the new students that we're going to have next year is always an extra exciting time.
So at what age are we looking at the screening to start, or what, when, you know, they should be bringing their kids to school?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important for our families to know. So often they think of, you know, four-year-old kindergarten, but it's really important that we have all children who are going to be three or four by September 1st of 2024, that those are the students that we want coming to our screening. We have opened our screening process the last couple years to include younger children with the focus of an importance of early intervention for these youngsters, you know, if there are any concerns.
Yeah, one of the things that we talked about in the previous section with Michelle was, you know, some possible, you know, that's where you might be able to pick up some sort of learning disability and things like that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The goal of screening is to identify, of course, each child's strength. But there's also the possibility that we are identifying areas of concern. The areas that we're looking at where we would seek areas of concern would be that of communication, their language, their vocabulary, how all of that is developing. Their gross motor, such as hopping, jumping, running, fine motor, cutting, coloring, how they're holding whatever type of writing utensil they're using, and problem solving and their social development areas.
So do you just kind of turn them loose and kind of watch them play then and kind of take notes, or what do you do?
You know, a little bit of both. It is a play-based screening. That's really important. These children are little. If they're going to be three by September 1st, we have to keep in mind that means they're about 2.5 years old when we're seeing them. So the majority of our students that we are seeing are 2.5 to 3.5 years old. We use a special screener that is very play-based. It's a one-on-one situation with a teacher and a child. There is another team in there, so there's another child in there as well. We allow for some interaction to see how that happens. But they're playing. They're playing with dollhouses, playing in a sensory table all along while we're asking questions. So we really, really want it tailored to the level that they're at.
Do they hop and skip like we used to?
They do.
Do they? Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do. They have to hop. And again, the screener is really very developmentally based on their age by months. So some of them are asking to jump. How far can they jump? With, you know, they're hopping, throwing a ball, catching a ball, all of those types of things. So it's really fun to watch.
Fun stuff. I'm guessing there are some children that are apprehensive when they come in the building, and that's probably part of the process too, is to kind of make them feel a little bit relaxed and more at home, right?
It is. It is really nice. You know, over the years of me being involved, our screener has changed a lot, not only the way we do it, but the tool that we use. And I remember years ago, we were all in the library, which was then Doudna, and we were just in there, and they just went from station to station, which we thought then was great how we were doing it. But it's really nice how we do it now, because the children and the parents are coming into like our 4K and our early childhood classrooms, so they get to see what the classroom is like. And the kids are just, they get really excited to see the classroom and all of the fun things that we have.
I bet they do. Dawn Morris is here as well. Dawn, what are some things that typically take place during the screening?
Okay, so one of the things that take place is that all the children get a vision screener. And we're really thankful that our Lions Club provides that screener. They bring a special camera. The child sits in a dark room on a chair. They think they're getting their picture taken, so they're pretty excited to smile, you know. And what that camera is really doing is it's taking a picture of their eyes, and it's giving us information and information that the parents will receive whether or not they passed that vision screener with the camera, or whether they failed and they need to have further testing of their eyes done before they come to school.
For most students, that's probably the first time they've had their eyes and vision.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have parents, when we conference with them later on after the screening, that say, oh, we didn't realize that there was anything wrong with their eyes, because, you know, they look at things, you know, close up, because little children like things closer to them to feel it and experience it, so they don't realize that there's a problem.
Tell me about the questionnaire that you typically fill out.
Okay, so the screening tool that we use is called Ages and Stages, and it's a screening tool that assesses all the children's levels and according to their age. So, like, Mrs. Stafford mentioned is that if it's a two-year-old child, it's going to be different than what a three-year-old child is getting for the screening tool. And what we really like about it, it is involves the parents. It has parent input. And we know from experience as being in education that the child's first teacher is really their parents. So that's why it's important to have that parent input. We encourage the parents to fill out the screening tool ahead of time and then bring that packet with them so that we can use the same one and we check for those skills that the parents checked for. And then at the end of that whole screening experience with the child and playing with them and asking them the questions and doing the activities with them, we go and we get the parent and we sit down and have a conference with them. And we go over what the parents, how the child did with the parents and how the child did with us. And we compare it.
And they get a swag bag, right?
At the yeah, end? That's the most important part, right? The child gets a goodie bag. And what's so exciting about it is there's fun things in there, you know, colorful things. There's books in there that they can share with their families. And then they can all read together and experience that.
That's awesome. The family that reads together, that's a real bonus, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Sure.
Yes, it's very important to teach many skills to their children while they're reading.
Anything else you'd like to add about what we've just talked about here?
No, I just look forward to seeing the new children and having them come to that fun week.
That's so. Right. And again, that week is coming up in a few weeks, March 18th through the 21st.
Yes.
So
yes.
Time goes by. It won't be long.
It's soon.
Sarah Worrell joins us here as well. Oh, I said her maiden name, didn't I? It's only been 25 years. Sarah Nelson. How dare me? Welcome to the broadcast, though, today.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I choked you up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just haven't heard that name used in so long. It took me by surprise.
Talk about the components of screening and from your aspect.
Absolutely. So Dawn talked a little bit about the ages and stages questionnaire. And as Lisa talked, you know, the tool that we have used has definitely changed multiple times over the years that all of us ladies have been doing this. But one reason we really love the ages and stages questionnaire is because it really looks at all the areas, the whole child. So as Lisa kind of described a little bit earlier, it takes into consideration five main components of their development. And one of those is fine motor skills. So just to kind of give parents an idea, that would look at their skills like cutting, copying basic shapes, how a child colors, are they able to draw lines, and even drawing people. I think all of us would agree that it's really eye-opening when we conference with parents that they don't realize that these are skills that their kids that are only 2.5 to 3.5 should have. So, one of the other areas is gross motor skills, like Lisa touched on a little bit. We want to look at their physical abilities, how well they can jump, climb, throw things, catch. And we think about those when, you know, the kids are on the playground, how important those are. Obviously, the next one is the area near and dear to me, language skills. Is your child able to use age-appropriate words and sentence length? Can they answer some basic yes and no and WH questions? Another area that the ASQ looks at is behavioral and social skills. That really kind of looks at, is your child interacting with other kids appropriately? Do they have a good attention span? And as Lisa touched on, we really like having two teachers in a room, each having a child, because it gives us the opportunity to see how that child is going to interact with another child. We give them opportunities, like she said, to play on the carpet next to each other. You know, do they go up and interact with each other, or do they just play next to each other, which is what we would call parallel play versus interactive play, where they're actually talking back and forth with each other. And the fifth area of the ASQ is cognitive skills. So obviously that's what people are going to think of as kind of those pre-academic skills. Things like, you know, does your child know some basic shapes? Can they identify and name colors? Are they starting to count rote or objects? And can they follow 2- and 3-step verbal directions?
Looks like some of the same things when we hire somebody at WRCO, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's, again, play-based, as Lisa mentioned, for you.
Yeah, it definitely is. And as Lisa touched, we love that. I think it is really good for us. I think it really helps that child, like you talked about. Sometimes we do get kids who come in and are very apprehensive, and we're more apt to get them to come with us when it's like, come on, we're going to go play. We're going to go play for a while. And when we're done, we'll come get mom and dad and let them know how you did. And a lot of times that's all the kid needs to just feel comfortable. And they come in and they're ready to play. And it's just, it's really a win-win for both of us. So it makes them feel comfortable. And, you know, all of us just really want their first experience to be a positive, fun learning opportunity. And we really just want kids to be excited about school. And I'm sure my team agrees with me. I would say we're very successful in that aspect, because so often our biggest issue of the day is kids don't want to leave. So they think, I came to school and I was screened and I am starting now. So yeah.
It's interesting how every student is different. I mean, we all have our strengths, even as adults, and skills. You might have a student that maybe their language skills aren't that good, but they're very good with the motor skills or cutting or whatever the case might be, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is so important. And we really try when we conference with parents to let them know that, you know, maybe your kids' skills in this area are a little behind, but they're really excelling or doing great in this area. And if they end up being behind in a couple areas, you know, that's where we end up making a referral for, you know, if it's only a speech and language concern, we would make a referral and have them further evaluated by myself or one of the other speech and language teachers in the district. And if they're having delays in two areas, they would be a referral for the early childhood program and see, you know, where those skills fall and if they need further intervention.
I think kids are also excited about seeing the bus.
Oh, yeah.
You show them that or not, but that's always the big thing. Like, hey, there's a bus.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
They can see it all. We'll come back and wrap up our conversation about the upcoming screening in the Richland School District right after these words.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christy and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Our morning show get together continues. We have the team from the Richland School District here today, and joining us as well, Principal Amy Hardy. Amy, it's a big time. You know, it's a big transition, and I know with especially that first child, sometimes it's also an emotional time for parents, isn't it?
It certainly can be. You know, these are your littles. This is your baby. Whether it is your first, which is a brand new experience to go through, or it's your last, and it's your last. But either way, we want to make sure this is a special event for you and your family and your little, as we welcome you to the school, because this is their very first. It's your child's very first, and we really want to focus on that child for that day. And so we do have our registration happening online for our Richland School District screening taking place March 18th through 21st. And that online screening and registration does stay open until 10 a.m. on Friday, March 15th. And in between, if you really want to be able to have your choice of days and times, I would say go ahead and register sooner than later. And you can do that by registering right online at our school website or going to the district Facebook page. And if you do experience any challenges, by all means, please get a hold of the primary school office at 649-HIVE.
Has it been a good school year this year?
It's been a busy school year. Lots of smiles, lots of celebrations, lots of learning, which is all of those things are true every year. And every year it's a little different just because we have different children in the school, you know, and we have the great fortune of having a pretty constant staff team to work with. And with that comes lots of great experience and talents. So it has been a good year.
The better weather, I had to wonder if the kids were getting a little squirrely, you know, thinking it was spring.
Mother Nature messes with us at the same time as she blesses us. So it does make a difference. Unfortunately, the grass areas aren't so good. And so that means limited space some days for where our students are playing. Otherwise, we would have lots of mud in our building for our janitorial and additional clothing to go through. And one day, we actually ran out of a lot of certain sizes because they were so full of mud. So, you know, Mother Nature has taken a spin for us. Flip side, it sure is nice not to have to put on all your gear.
Oh, sure, sure. You know, but how important is that getting out there in that fresh air? That's got to be so good.
It's important for all of us.
Yes, it is.
Not just our students, but our staff as well. You know, to go feel that sunshine, get that fresh breeze, and get moving a little bit. That is important. And so we do try and have that happen. The only time it doesn't really in our building is if it's misting or raining enough that an umbrella should be popped, or it's below zero with wind chill. Otherwise, we're out.
And luckily, you haven't had to worry about the below zero too much this year. Maybe
We've only had a few days in.
Yeah.
So that's been nice.
It's a good thing. Absolutely.
Yes.
Lisa, anything that you'd like to add that we talked about earlier?
I just wanted to let parents know that there is our school nurse will be available during screening week, and the school nurse will help us prepare for the upcoming school year as children are assessed for their wellness during the visit, and parents or caregivers can share any medical concerns that they might have. We do want parents to know that, if at all possible, they should be bringing their child's immunization records and their child's birth certificate as they get to start enrollment to our wonderful district.
Okay. So be looking for that in advance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then also we're excited to have community programs available. So while their child is screened in a play-based screening setting, parents are in a room filling out paperwork, as Mrs. Hardy said earlier. But they are also can receive information on community resources that we have for our young children, such as like Richland County's Birth to Three program, our Head Start program, and other additional community programming that are going to be there, just to have information for parents. We have a lot available in our community, and we want our families to know what there is.
Does the district have 3K then? Or
we don't
with 4K?
Right. We don't have 3K. We have 4K. As Sarah Nelson was mentioning earlier, you know, we want to catch the strengths of these students, but if there are, you know, maybe any little holes in their development, we have a program called our Early Childhood Program that Mrs. Dawn Morris is one of the three teachers that we have, and that is an early intervention. So as Michelle and Kathy were talking about, intervention at the intermediate school, we start with that very early intervention with our Early Childhood Program.
Dawn, anything that you would like to add this morning?
Yes, I would like to mention, because I talked about the ages and stages questionnaire, that parents or caregivers will receive that screening tool in the mail, or it is also available online once they register their child for screening.
Okay. And take us through what parents can expect that day then. Is it kind of based on, like you mentioned, stations, but different rooms and things like that?
Yeah, parents come in and they register. There's a secretary that's sitting right there at the entrance of the school. It's a different entrance that they'll come through. And I think that's all explained when they register. And she will check them in and she will show them which room they can sit in. They'll have some paperwork they have to fill out, like for the school nurse enrollment form. That's why we need the birth certificate. So while they're filling out the paperwork, then the teacher that is coming to get their child will introduce themselves, talk to the child, talk to the parent, let the parent know what's going to be happening, that they'll take their child away and play with their child and do the same ASQ that they filled out as well. And then it'll take about an hour to an hour and a half, and then we'll come back with them. And they can stay there at the school and wait, the parents can. And we'll come back, and once we take the child to a play area, we'll come back and get the parent and conference with the parent.
Okay, so that explains it pretty well. Sarah, anything that you'd like to add?
I guess just to follow Dawn, when conferencing with the parents, if there are areas of concern, we would make those referrals. If there's not an area of concern and the child is going to be four by September 1st of that following year, and we feel that, you know, their skills are ready to be in 4K, we do offer in our district two different programming options. So our 4K program has one section that is all day Monday and Wednesdays, or they can pick the option of all days Tuesday and Thursday. And when we conference with parents, we do ask them, you know, if they have a preference to those based on work or daycare options. They certainly can let us know at that time, and if they don't, we'll just be sure to place their child in one of those programs.
So they're all day, but just depending on the day then.
Correct.
So,
yep.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
And in terms of language and communication, you know, parents probably shouldn't be concerned that much. You know, I guess if they're 2.5 year old, isn't, you know, I mean, is everyone different, or are there some things to look for?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think people would really be surprised what's expected of kids already at that age. But yeah, I mean, and I feel that's part of our job in the screening process too, is educating parents as to what their kids should know by certain ages. So, you know, sometimes kids may not have enough of a delay that it needs to be further tested, but their child might be a little bit behind for age. So that's our, you know, job to kind of say to parents, okay, here's a list of what your child should have by the age of 3. And I think parents really appreciate that, to be able to take that and go back and say, all right, these are some things I need to work on. And it's so easy. We say to parents, whether you're reading stories, you know, have the child name pictures in the book, ask them questions. When you're at the store, have them name things. It's just really, really, you know, talking to your child.
No doubt about it. You got a great staff here, Amy.
We are certainly lucky to have them as a district. And this is just 3 of them. Mm-hmm. So think about many. Wow. Mm-hmm. I want to add a few tidbits. I know Mrs. Morris had mentioned, you know, coming in or where the door would be. We will have it well identified with some flags out and some signage so families know, as well as we will have some parking spaces designated in our north end parking lot to make it easy, you know, in and out for our families and as convenient as possible. But we certainly are looking forward to the day. Another piece I did want to let people know is that the forms are in English and Spanish, as well as we will have people available to help with translating as that week goes, if that's a need.
Okay. Anything else anybody would like to add? Open mic here.
We look forward to meeting our new families and new students that will be coming. So it's a really exciting time. Of course, we miss our littles that don't come to see us that week, but it's exciting to see what next year is bringing.
My bad.
It is. And I would just say, if anyone's listening to this, parents, caregivers, and you're not really sure if you should or should not sign your child up, absolutely call the school. One of us would be more than happy to talk with you and kind of help guide you as to whether or not you should sign your child up.
Right. Well, thanks for all you do. I know you're like rock stars to these littles. They see Mrs. Stafford at Walmart and they think it's Taylor Swift or something, you know. So you guys are like rock stars. So thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in here today. Joining us on WRCO, Principal Amy Hardy, 4K teacher Lisa Stafford, early childhood teacher Dawn Morris, and Sarah Nelson, speech language pathologist on The Morning Show.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.40 to $5.60. Lightweights and heifer calves $1.90 to $3.10 per pound. 72% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar, topping out at $1.28. We had four cows in the 85 to 90 range and only three questionable health cows under 65. Feeder sale this Friday, February 16th. Early consignments include 35 Holstein steers, 8.5 to 10.50. 10 Holstein steers going to weigh 475, 35 white-faced calves weighing 5 to 650, 8 Holstein shorthorn crossbred steers carrying flesh weighing 1150, 6 Holstein steers 750 to 9, 8 black steers 750, along with many smaller packages of cattle. Give Darrington, Colton, or Jim a call at Mathis Farms at 627-1401 if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea on what your package of cattle could bring at our sales.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. On this edition and series of Pratt Chats, we're enjoying the opportunity to reminisce about the long history of the Pratt Funeral Service, 135 years being celebrated this year. Mark, you kind of took us up to the time where the funeral service then found its home here, where it's remained ever since. But even though the building stayed the same, there were a lot of changes along the way, weren't there?
There were a lot of changes. So the outside structure of the funeral home is the same. Pretty much everything else associated with inside the funeral home has changed. How we're set up, we still have the same birch pews from 1953 because we really like them. We think it really kind of gives it that church chapel feeling, which we enjoy as a funeral home, and we believe the community enjoys as well. It just kind of gives it that homey feel and makes people feel comfortable with that. But in 1953, the funeral home was finished here on the corner of Court and Park. In approximately 1954 or 55, the Lunenschloss Hansen Funeral Home Furniture Store purchased them, and a lot of people in Richland Center didn't even know that the funeral homes were the same. You know, different people ran them, but they were actually owned by the same company.
And the Pratt name remained, didn't it?
The Pratt name has remained. So in the fun history of today, the corporate name of our funeral home actually is Lunenschloss Hansen Corporation. And everything is done under Pratt. The name has just, we've kept the corporate name, but the working day-to-day name is just, it's Pratt's. And everybody, I think, around knows it as Pratt's. Lunenschloss Hansen is kind of that fun, remembering kind of that trivia game of, you know, do you remember Lunenschloss? So there's a history there, which Carl Lunenschloss then merged with Mart Hansen, so it became Lunenschloss Hansen. And then Mart Hansen sold it to his nephew, Howard Hansen, so he ran it up until his retirement in 1984. So the funeral homes ran separately, even though they were the same. and Pratt stayed where it was at, and many changes happened over the years. So once Bill Truesdale came in, he was here for many, many years, and Bill Truesdale actually was the gentleman who taught Dewey Houston, kind of took Dewey under his wing when Dewey started here. Many people in town remember him, which as time continues to go, it's kind of funny because people will still ask, well, is Dewey still here? But you always forget with time. Dewey retired, I think, 22 years ago. So when I started, Dewey was kind of, I was here. Dewey was kind of on his way out. So Dewey was kind of my mentor as we came in. So it's kind of this, we mentor as we go through. So Dewey was mentored by Bill Truesdale. And then following that, Rick Umbehown came in as well. Carl Hansen was here. So Carl Hansen actually started over with Lunar Sloss Hansen working in floor covering. He then came over to the Pratt Funeral Service, worked here for many years as well, kind of an associate, did a lot of maintenance, helped out a lot at funerals, did a lot for the funeral home. So he came over here, and those gentlemen were all here until probably the early 2000s or so. They all kind of retired in about a 10-year period, but they were here for many, many decades, which is a great history, a lot of knowledge of them, like I said. And then I came in 1999. So actually, this is my 25th year of being here as well. So the firm has 110 years before I ever got here. So it's a lot of good history there. And then following Carl and Dewey and Rick, Lola Higgins was here for many years, and she retired about 7 years ago. Lola was here about 22 or 23 years as well. And then over the course of time, the current staff we have is Nick Hodges here as a funeral director. We have Darren Klingeman, and then we have David Harper. So I think we have a very good staff now, but if you look over the history of the firm, it's been a lot of really good individuals who have really helped not only the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, but overall our town and our area as a whole to kind of make it what it is.
The general footprint or the design of this building when it was conceived in the early 50s really was pretty forward. You've done well with it, haven't you?
It really has. There's